Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something fun. We have Shafiq, cousin, with us. Hi, Shafiq. 你好.
Hey, Xiaolan. How are you?
你好.
Yeah, I'm good. 你好. Yeah, 你好 is a very useful word in Chinese. We say, 你好, you good? Are you well? Basically, that's what I mean. 你好.
你好.
你好. And today we want to talk about good wine.
Great.
Good wine. And of course, wine, 酒, 酒 means wine in Chinese. And it's actually not only about the red wine or white wine in the traditional context. That means anything alcoholic.
Okay.
Could be spirit, could be wine, and anything with a little bit of alcohol. So wine, 酒.
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 酒 is the third tone. So we go down a little bit and then go up. 酒.
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 酒. That's it. Perfect. And 酒 means wine, anything alcoholic. And this word, the pronunciation, 酒, that also refer to, for example, long time, something takes a long time, or number nine, they'll pronounce exactly the same thing. So when you heard people saying 酒, that could mean wine spirit, that could mean so long, and that could mean number nine. And you just need to know the context to know. So 酒 is a very useful sound to know. 酒.
酒.
酒. That's it. And then when we have a sip of whatever wine, either spirit, red or white, when we really like it, we say, this is so good. We say 好酒.
好酒.
好酒. 好 means good. Do you remember we said 你好? That means good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
The 好酒.
好酒.
好酒. And 好酒, exactly the same word, 好. You remember 酒 could also mean very long. So 好酒 means so long as well. Because here, good already means very.
Okay.
Yeah. So 好酒.
好酒.
Yeah. What type of 好酒 do you like most?
I would definitely say the Northern Italian from the Piedmont region.
Oh, okay. That's the grape-based wine.
Yeah, Barolos and Barbarescos are definitely my favorite. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Great Joe.
Great Joe, 好酒.
Great Joe, yeah.
好酒, yeah. You know, Chinese, they have a tradition of making wine. And in this case, wine, we refer to spirit, anything alcoholic. So they have the broad differentiation. The white wine, white means 白.
白.
白, 白酒, that means white wine.
白酒.
白酒. And red wine, 红酒.
红酒.
红酒. 红is red. So 红酒.
红酒.
红酒 is red wine. In Chinese tradition, they have some wine called yellow wine. 黄酒.
黄酒.
黄.
黄.
黄. And 黄 is yellow color. So 黄酒 is yellow wine. So what is yellow wine in the Western world? We don't normally come across this. And in fact, the difference between yellow wine, 黄酒, and 白酒, it's yellow wine is not been distilled.
Okay.
And normally the alcohol content is less than 20%, and it looks yellowish. So 黄.
黄.
黄酒.
黄酒.
Yeah, the most famous 黄酒 is one type of cooking wine my mom always did, called 绍兴.
绍兴.
Yeah, 绍兴. And 绍兴 is the name of the town. So the 绍兴 town is so famous because they make this type of cooking wine. All the moms and all the grandmoms, they use them for cooking. It's very cheap and it looks very yellowish and it makes the food delicious.
It's also made from grapes?
No, it's not. I think it's some type of grains.
Okay, because I think there are some wines that are like a rice wine.
Yeah, that's right. Another type of cooking spirit or cooking, they say wine is not really wine. They call it rice wine, 米酒.
米酒.
米酒 is also for cooking. And it's very cheap. It's like 20p per bottle. So you use a lot of it for cooking. But then because it's so cheap, some people, they drink it for fun.
Very cool.
Yeah, I can share some with you next time when I see you. And you know what? The 白酒, the white wine in China, is also misleading because here when we talk about white wine, 白酒, we refer to like a Barbaresco and then all the like a fancy vineyards, the grape-based white wine. But in China, the grape-based white wine is not a tradition. Instead, thinks the spirit, like whiskey.
Whiskey.
Type. Whiskey type. They call that 白酒. Anything which is distilled, they call white wine, 白酒.
Huh.
So when you are in China, you say white wine, 白酒. You need to make it very clear. Is that the grape based or they are referring to the very hot liquor?
So how do you say I want a whiskey?
Oh, whiskey is easy. 威士忌.
Yeah, that's not so easy.
Okay, yeah, you say whiskey because whiskey is a imported word and there's no direct Chinese interpretation. So instead, they actually borrowed a few characters to reflect some similar sound. So whiskey, 威士忌.
Okay.
It's just similar sound. Or like a coffee is cafe. New York is 纽约.
Okay.
Sofa is 沙发, salad is 沙拉. So they just borrow some ready characters reflecting similar sound. So whiskey, 威士忌.
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 威士忌. And there are three different characters to represent whiskey with a similar sound. 威士忌.
威士忌.
Yeah, or brandy, for example, they say 白兰地.
白兰地.
白兰地, and it doesn't really mean anything. 白 is white, 蓝 is the orchid, and 地 is the ground. So white orchid ground, why is brandy? It's not relevant. The only reason brandy is 白兰地 is because 白兰地 sounds similar to brandy.
Oh, interesting. Okay, 白兰地.
Yeah, 白兰地. And you know what? The most famous white wine, 白酒. Of course, here I'm not talking about the grape-based. I'm talking about the distilled-based wine. The alcohol in China is a famous one called Mao Tai. Have you heard about that?
No. Mao Tai.
Mao Tai. And Mao Tai is an interesting one because the history of Mao Tai has been there for a couple thousand years. And during the Han Dynasty, Mao Tai is a tiny village in Guizhou province, in the middle of nowhere. Imagine the Guizhou province in the southwest China. It's a plateau, very hard to get to. And the tiny village called Mao Tai, because of the altitude, the weather, the type of soil, and the type of water, there was a river quite famous called Chishui. And then the quality of the river was very suitable to make alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah, so today you learned a lot of words about wine. Let's do a recap.
Okay.
Okay, to say wine, anything alcoholic in Chinese, we say 酒.
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 Yeah, perfect. And then to say good wine, we say 好酒.
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 Red wine, 红酒.
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 White wine, 白酒.
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 And then to say whiskey, 威士忌.
威士忌.
威士忌. And then to say brandy, 白兰地.
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 Yep. Okay. Thank you so much, Shafiq, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today we talk about good wine, 好酒. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned on our website, Chinesey.com. There's a lot of learning material that you can listen to the recap video. Until next time, 再见, 再见, Shafiq.
Thank you, Charlene.